long hard days. They don't say God's changed my ways, changed my ways, those evil ways. So I set out, cross that way, strike them down to make them pay and change their ways, their evil ways. But I can't
top of the second or the third hour, excuse me, of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Monday, September 30th, 2019. Question is, if you were being led astray, how would you know? It's a, based on the simplicity of the question, it's a, I think it's a surprisingly challenging and complex answer to unpack, like John was saying when he called in. So there is evidence to believe that influence is being used, persuasion is being used to mislead and lead astray the American people. Some of the evidence I have mentioned, you know, the Milgram experiment, Stanley Milgram, what was that, Yale, 1962, I want to say. Seeing if people would, you know, and that was to test the veracity of the Nuremberg defense. We were just following orders. Turns out, pretty easy to show, especially when one's livelihood, for example, is on the line. There are, I've heard examples very recently, people who know better, in fact, in Stanley Milgram's experiment, applying electric shock to people, at least that's what the folks in the experiment believed. You're going to apply a certain amount of electric shock to people, and it's okay. As long as the white coat says it's safe, then it's okay. And they're supposed to apply increasing voltage, and very few objected to it. One gentleman in particular who had an electrical engineering background knew that the voltage he was being asked to administer would be fatal, potentially fatal, certainly. And he said, I can't do it, because he knew better. Yet you'll find people doing things in America today, their conscience should tell them not to, which seems to suggest that there was a validity to Stanley Milgram's experiment and the reality, shall we say, of the Nuremberg defense. People actually do just try to justify their wrong behavior by saying we were just following orders. And as far as that's concerned, I almost think that Genesis chapter 3 is a sort of echo of that. We want to blame others. We don't want to be accountable for our own bad behavior. This is nothing new. And so if you're someone who understands that, if you're a nefarious character that understands that, then maybe by degrees you can start to lead people astray with these suggestions of error. So there's the Milgram experiment, but what does all of this portend? So you have Edward Bernays, who admitted, for Pete's sake, that the, how did he put it? Let's see. The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. He wasn't guessing. He was hired by those who manipulate this unseen mechanism, by the invisible government. He was hired to manipulate that unseen mechanism, to manipulate the conscious and consciously and intelligently manipulate the organized habits and opinions of the masses. He wrote, "We are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested, largely by men we've never heard of." Suggested. You think you have a choice? Do you really? And skipping ahead, you know, chapter 3 was titled The New Propagandists. And so, new activities call for new nomenclature, he wrote. The propagandist who specializes in interpreting enterprises and ideas to the public and in interpreting the public to promulgators of new enterprises and ideas has come to be known by the name of Public Relations Council. You mean like the Council on Foreign Relations? Like that, maybe? Maybe. Chapter 4 was titled The Psychology of Public Relations. How does this work? Well, he said the systematic study of mass psychology revealed to students the potentialities of invisible government of society by manipulation. By the way, manipulation, a good thing or a bad thing? You know, we've talked about the difference between information and propaganda, for example. So, brief stop. Manipulation. The act or art practice of manipulating, the state of being manipulated, shrewd or devious management, especially for one's own advantage. So that's probably, I think we would all agree, that's probably not a good thing. Manipulate one's fellow man. Manipulate, to influence or manage shrewdly or deviously, to tamper with or falsify for personal gain. To figuratively to operate upon by contrivance or influence. Specifically to manage insidiously, treat or use falsely or deceptively, as to manipulate accounts of, or the facts of history with the purpose of falsifying them. I still intend to get to James Corbett. Speaking of celebrating, well, it's not really celebrating, marking the 18th anniversary of the events of September 11, 2001, James Corbett's 9/11 A Conspiracy Theory, published back on 9/11, 2011, the 10th marking of those events. Speaking of the facts of history and those who manipulate accounts with the purpose of falsifying them. The manipulation, probably not a good thing. I think we would generally agree. And yet it is happening before our very eyes, and how many Americans are troubled by it or concerned? So Edward Bernays wrote, again, Sigmund Freud's nephew, the pleasure principle is in view there with Freud. I'll get back to that in a second. The systematic study of mass psychology revealed to students the potentialities of invisible government of society. This is 1928. already writing a doctoral thesis on the study of these things. 1928. A systematic study of mass psychology revealed to students the potentialities of invisible government of society, hidden in plain sight. Remember those pictures that you would stare at? It's something in two dimensions. It's something, and then you would stare at it and you could get a glimpse of something else that appeared to be three-dimensional. It's an entirely different image. The systematic study of mass psychology revealed to students the potentialities of invisible government of society by manipulation of the motives which actuate man in the group. Think about the media. I read an excerpt from Bernays' The Engineering of Consent. Think about the media that are available now, variety of media that are available, and the pervasive nature of it. People's cell phones, for example. And how the concept of mass psychology marries up so well with all of that variety of media. And a coordinated and pervasive influence that most people have no idea is actually happening. So Bernays wrote, Trotter and Laban, who approached the subject in a scientific manner, and Graham Wallace, Walter Lippmann, and others who continued with searching studies of the group mind, established that the group has mental characteristics distinct from those of the individual and is motivated by impulses and emotions which cannot be explained on the basis of what we know of individual psychology. Have you watched folks get together, like yesterday, for example, and they'll scream in a group together? They'll shout at a television set and applaud hysterically at a game that has no bearing, literally no bearing on their lives. Sometimes they'll do all kinds of other fun ceremonial things. Tribal, group, mind type things. The group has mental characteristics distinct from those of the individual. Can you imagine someone doing that individually? Not really, unless they are associated with some group. Is motivated by impulses and emotions which cannot be explained on the basis of what we know of individual psychology. Bernays then writes, so the question naturally arose. I always add, sure, if you're an old school bad guy. If we understand the mechanisms and motives of the group mind, is it not possible to control and regiment the masses according to our will without their knowing it? So you herd cattle or you herd wild hogs using the pleasure principle. It feels good. It's convenient for you. We give you all this free food, all these conveniences. Join Andrew Yang's Yang Gang and you'll get free money. The UBI, Universal Basic Income, everyone's talking about. That's, by the way, that's an old concept. You know, as I've mentioned before, technocrats like, what's his name? Edward Bellamy? Cousin of Francis Bellamy, the guy credited with the Pledge of Allegiance and the Bellamy salute, by the way, which looks very similar to the Nazi salute. Never mind that. Edward Bellamy wrote Looking Backward, a heavily plagiarized work. And that was published. He was a Fabian socialist, by the way. That was published back in 1888. The full title was Looking Backward, 2000 to 1887. He talked about the concept of a UBI, Universal Basic Income. People would only have to work a certain number of hours and a certain number of years, et cetera, et cetera. Technocracy was going to care of all of that. There were a number of more than 100 Bellamy clubs sprang up to discuss and propagate the book's ideas. The new idea of nationalism, the new nationalism. Oh, yeah. And then Francis Bellamy happens to write the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, of the United States of America. Before that, we were a union of several states. We have to get people away from that because it's hard. It's difficult to centralize power when people are trained to be discerning, wise and discerning, and to watch for concentrations of power, monopolies of power. You know what George Washington referred to as cunning, ambitious, and unprincipled men, forming combinations. You have to get people away from that. And then, of course, you know, you have exposés like the Reese Committee. We still need to get back to Norman Dodd's interview with G. Edward Griffin. Very telling. So what happens? The pleasure principle is used to lure, debate, to lure, to entrap. What happens then? By the mid-20th century, you have guys like Bertrand Russell writing The Impact of Science on Society, and hinting at what is to come next, another harbinger, another foreboding. To those accustomed to the totalitarian dictatorship, the technocratic society we live in America, we don't even realize. The family as we know it would seem as queer as the tribal and totem organization of Australian Aborigines seems to us. How many mothers actually raise their own children these days? What happens when you start to... People don't realize, apparently, that no one has a greater vested interest in your own well-being, in your own family's well-being, than you. We've lost touch with reality. That is a fact. No one has a greater obligation and responsibility to that than we have to ourselves and our own families. Yet somehow we're being led to believe that the village can raise our children better than we can ourselves. Never mind all of the exposés that 60 Minutes and 48 Hours and so on do about how people who are raising other people's children cannot be trusted that completely. Unconditionally. Here's another expose. Look at that. The daycare or whatever is abusing children. Well, that's not surprising. No one has a greater responsibility to that child than that child's parents. So, Bertrand Russell wrote, Freud would have to be rewritten, and I incline to think that Adler would be found more relevant. The laboring class would have such long hours of work in a society like America today. This is 1952. Bertrand Russell wrote, the laboring class would have such long hours of work and so little to eat that their desires would hardly extend beyond sleep and food. Oh yeah, and Sunday football. But again, the concept of bread and circuses dates back into antiquity, right? The upper class being deprived of the softer pleasures both of the abolition of the family and by the supreme duty of devotion to the state. As I've said, I believe we're seeing this transition happening in people like Tulsi Gabbard. Person who came back from Syria is an entirely different person in my view than the presidential candidate. Deprived of the softer pleasures both by the abolition of the family and by the supreme duty of devotion to the state would acquire the mentality of ascetics. They would care only for power. In pursuit of it would not shrink from cruelty. And so where do you go from the transition of the will to pleasure to the will to power? What does that portend? What does that forebode in America? We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Is their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, till you use me up. Until you use me up. My brother sent me right down and he talked.
Welcome back
to me.
More than 100 years ago, Standard Oil was declared a monopoly, and yet, by breaking up that monopoly, it really allowed the forces behind it to further monopolize and centralize power and control. Talked about the efforts of the Rockefeller Foundation. You go back and you look at some of the things the Reese Committee unearthed and exposed. what was happening down into the little hamlets and towns across America, people don't realize. I mean, billionaire 100 years ago? That's astonishing. So, and so it has, those efforts have retreated further and further beyond the pale of the wizard's curtain, behind the wizard's curtain. And so it's not as easy to identify. At the same time, you have the rise of organizations like the RAND Corporation, which began as, you know, a result of the 1947 National Security Act. The military's premier and preeminent think tank now hires out to anyone and everyone with a buck who's interested in influence, power, and control. And it works particularly well and seamlessly with foundations like the Rockefeller Foundation. So you have RAND Corporation game theory, for example, that convinces people that everything is their own idea. You're a rat in a maze that gets led to the cheese, and you thought it was your idea all along. So again, the question arises, if you were being led astray, how would you know? Go back to the phones and grab Fred in Iowa. Fred, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Chris.
Hi, Fred.
That storm front in Montana, I think it's moving from south to north. Have you got your firewood cut up there in northwest part of Montana and Libby?
Mm-hmm.
Well, DOS is good.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can keep my thoughts together here. The last 25 minutes of what you said, if the listeners really understood what you said. Okay, I've got seven reasons here to protect yourself and help yourself. And then I'll enlarge upon that. Number one, the Bible. Number two, read the Bible. Number three, study the Bible. Number four, knowledge. Number five, how would you know? How would you know? How would you know? Number five, understanding. Number six, discernment. Discerning mind. Discernment. You can determine. Discernment. Number seven, then you may gain wisdom. No good from evil. Now, I've only been on the last hour and a half, and I had to pick you up on the rebound on the shows. I say all the time, don't watch the idiot box. Don't watch the idiot box. Don't watch television. Well, I gotta admit, I watch TV every day and every night. I'll explain that. Leaving air time in here. When we give out a website, when I get done here. But, how do we know? How do we know? We need understanding. Understand. to understand. But to understand, you've got to get and have knowledge. Have the knowledge and just understand the knowledge that you may get or possess. And how do you grow? Now, when I watch antenna TV on my used flat screen, I am filled with anger and depression. And that makes me feel so guilty when I think of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Charity, love, agape love, love your neighbor as yourself. It's a fight. It's tough. But when I watch the Idiot Box TV, I don't have to watch any particular one news program very long. I know where it's going. I know what they're going to say. I know the slant on it. And it angers me, so it angers me. And I get frustrated. And then I think, well, if I can help people, I've got to help myself. What do I do? What do I say? What action do I do? Okay, I said that I watch TV all the time. But mainly I watch AD, Able Danger, AD TV. Amazing Discoveries TV. And AD TV, Amazing Discoveries TV, is about 1,000 times, in my opinion, more helpful and important than RBN. Now that sounds like I'm trashing RBN. I don't need the accolades, but I contribute to RBN. I feel it's important. But AmazingDiscoveries.org, AmazingDiscoveries.org, if I had one website, it would be AmazingDiscoveries.org, because it covers everything in detail that the Chris Hinckley showed us. And I'll say it. People know of my prejudice. Chris Hinckley's show is RBN in itself. But when you go to your Bible, read your Bible, study your Bible, then you'll begin to gain knowledge. You gotta stay at it. It's hard work. Then with the knowledge you'll be given, if you're studying sincerely, understanding. That understanding can lead to discernment. And discernment can lead to wisdom. It can be given to you. You'll know good and evil. And you, when you watch the Idiot Box, you'll understand readily and quickly. My problem is anger. Because I see all the things that Chris talks about, program after program, in the last 5 or 6 or 7 shows have been extraordinary. what Chris's anchor is, his foundation, and his worldview. As is mine, I have a biblical worldview. Atheists, agnostics have a different worldview. So-called, unfortunately, and sadly, Protestant Christians have a view. But they're so ignorant about the word, the book, that tragically, sadly, terribly, they have almost the same worldview as an atheist or agnostic. And it's ignorance. You have to be a doer of the word, a doer of the faith, and put it into action. Be a missionary in what you know. That doesn't mean you have to go to a foreign country, but what you are pretty assured of that you think you know and you think, broadcast that. Tell others. And try to keep 1 Corinthians chapter 13 in mind, which I have to every day of my life. So, I've talked on here enough, and thank you for the time. Keep the wood stove going up there. Chris, and I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right, thank you, Fred, as always. Much appreciated. I'm thinking, well, you know, speaking of influence, mentioned influence, I'm thinking about the stories that came out over the weekend. I mean, they're you know, like William was saying last week, just about any story we look at, you can argue is about more about influence than informing people. And again, propaganda is very disingenuous in the sense that information is just information, but propaganda is information designed to persuade and influence. And when I think of that, I think of Vance Packard's The Hidden Persuaders, speaking of the invisible government Edward Bernays wrote about. And you know, Vance Packard telling us in the chapter titled The Engineered Yes, Mr. Bernays has gotten his views published in the Annals of the American Academy of Political and Social Science, where he pointed out that, quote, newsworthy events involving people usually do not happen by accident. They are planned deliberately to accomplish a purpose, to influence ideas and actions. Vance Packard was pretty revealing in disclosing the methods and I guess the means and methods of influence and persuasion. And speaking of politics, I think of the chapter titled Politics and the Image Builders from The Hidden Persuaders, when Vance Packard talks about, you know, that by the 1952 presidential campaign, the professional persuaders had been welcomed into the inner councils by at least one party. Stanley Kelly Jr. of Brookings Institution made a study of the 1952 campaign, which he reported in his book Professional Public Relations and Political Power, 1956. He said the campaign reveals some interesting differences in the place occupied by professional publicists in the councils of the opposing parties. The strategy, treatment of issues, use of media, budgeting, and pacing of the Eisenhower campaign showed the pervasive influence of professional propagandists. Democrats used fewer professionals, were less apt to draw upon commercial and industrial public relations experience in their thinking, and their publicity men apparently had less of a voice in the policy decisions of the campaign. And so what do you do? Like John was saying, you know, from there, you know, what do you do? Well, you got to go along to get along. You got to do what works. And so you look at these stories. Flu season is here. What you need to know in Colorado. Passing on the flu shot. Here's why you should reconsider. Companion stories. Aerial spraying for mosquito-borne illness is canceled in most counties due to weather. Or this one. Kent County residents prepare for triple E aerial spraying. Interesting. But the stories that I was really thinking of, the Joker. These headlines: Joker spurs security precautions from the U.S. Army and the Los Angeles police. So is that piquing the interest of some and fomenting conflict in others? Inciting chaos. LAPD asks residents to stay vigilant. Why are we making these kinds of films? Why would anyone go see something like this? Why would you waste your, you know, hard-earned, specious currency on such a thing? U.S. Army, meanwhile, confirmed it had sent out a memo obtained by CNN to commanders in Fort Sill, Oklahoma, about a potential violent threat discovered in discussion on the dark web about the possible targeting of a theater during the movie's release. Naturally. Never mind where these, you know, strategy of tension, high-profile synthetic terror events originate usually. Trevor Aronson's 2015 TED Talk, he explains. You see these stories. Joker premiere report details screenings, enhanced security. The Houston Chronicle, U.S. military issues warning about shooters at Joker screenings. Joker movie review, no one's laughing in this bleak Batman spinoff. Why make it? Why go see it? So is this propaganda? And to what end? And so if you were being led astray, how would you know? Back to the phones, Andy in Texas. Thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, Chris, it's nice to talk to you. Hey, I want to reassure the audience out there that their people are waking up all over the place, even young people. I go around the country. I usually use Greyhound, which puts me in touch with a lot of people, and I'm a vocal person, so I talk a lot. And as soon as somebody even shows an inkling of interest in what I'm talking about, I'll talk to them forever if they want to. And people are awake, okay? They're understanding that we're in a world that we did not create, and we have to live in this world based on, okay, so we came in this world, it's a game. We have to maneuver through it. But what people don't understand is that just because the game was set up already doesn't mean we can't change the rules. And all we have to do is come together and realize that we need to change the rules. And with these social networks, we should be able to do that, but now they're censoring us and saying, no, we can't do this. And, you know, because everybody's waking up. So they're saying, no, let's get rid of these sites and stuff because people are waking up. We can't allow these people to wake up. But there's so many people awake. We just have to find a material way to unite all these people. And we can do this without violence, or we can, however we want to do it. But this has to end. Okay, because I know there's more to life. My life wasn't meant to. I wasn't born to be a young child, get beat up by my stepdad, join the military, go fight for this stupid government, and then come back and be abused as a veteran, and you know, come to a virtual homeless state, and I can't believe that's what my life is supposed to be. Now, people say your life is what you make it. Well, no. Government is so controlled in your life. Life is not what you make it. Life is what government makes it. Life is what your surroundings make it. we need to come together as a people and say, no, this government, this world we live in is not what we're supposed to be doing. There's a connection between us, the earth, and the Heavenly Father, whoever that might be. There is a connection. I feel it. There's a spirit. There's something about us as people. We should be able to overcome what we're doing right now. And people are just so docile. People don't know what to do. People are informed now, but they have no idea what to do. And if we could ever get an organized group together, we could certainly overcome what's going on here. On another note, I travel the country a lot. I use Greyhound a lot. That's how I get to talk to all these different people and stuff. And on Greyhound, there's a lot of young kids, high school type kids. They don't even know English. So it's pretty obvious they just got over the border and they're going to somebody's family house or whatever, and they're going to start their little life together. No problem with that, other than the fact that it's illegal, you know, and nobody's enforcing the law. But this is all happening because somebody else created what we're living in. We didn't create it. So, and we have to live in this stuff. And it's getting really, really, really tough to do that. Even in my position, I'm a traveling floor guy. I go around the country and do floors for various contractors. I have several contractors that I travel around the country with. So I get to meet a lot of people, and I use the Greyhound system. It's just easier. And there's this, people are awake, but they don't know what to do. What do you say to that, Chris?
Well, I say what I usually say, which is, you know, first of all, when the term awake is mentioned, I go back to the quote that I opened today's broadcast with of H.L. Mencken, saying, in whole departments of human inquiry, it seems to me quite unlikely that the truth ever will be discovered. Nevertheless, the rubber-stamp thinking of the world always makes the assumption that the exposure of an error is identical with the discovery of truth, that error and truth are simply opposites. They are nothing of the sort. What the world turns to when it has been cured of one error is usually simply another error, and maybe one worse than the first one. This is the whole history of the intellect in brief. And usually I would paraphrase that by saying there are lots of flavors of Kool-Aid. And, you know, when you look at, I mean, if people just read The Advent of Net War, for example, by John R. Aquila and David Ronfeld, published back in 1996 by the RAND Corporation, you will see that all of what has been emerging on the internet for the last couple of decades has been planned. They wrote about it. And so we think ourselves awake, but it's almost like, you know, Inception. You have to keep being inquisitive and keep asking, you know, those questions: who benefits, and why am I seeing this information? And I go back to the end of Hebrews chapter 5, the beginning of chapter 6, you know, solid food is for the mature who, because of practice, have their senses trained to discern good and evil. And what follows after that. But, you know, solid food in this context is perhaps stuff that isn't spoon-fed or isn't just lying around. It's stuff we have to go seek out and search out. And so, you know, again, the three steps, you know, with those things in mind, I think of those three steps that I mentioned: become your own expert. And,
hey, well, I think and, you're right.
You know,
well, I think people are starting to step out now. I think, you know, I think the awakening started a few years ago. Yeah, you know, probably when Donald Trump got in office, people started to wake up because there was so much disclosed. But the awakening is happening, I think. I really do. And is it going to be in time? I doubt it. because we're so far gone. But I really think that there's going to be a lot more people picking up arms if we have to go to war with these people. Because this has to stop, Chris. This has to stop. We have to get rid of these people. There can be no more Donald Trumps, no more Hillary Clintons, no more Joe Bidens, no more Colin Powells, Condoleezza Rices, or George W. Bushes and stuff. It just can't happen. Anyway, I'll leave it at that. Thank you, sir.
You bet. Thanks, Andy. The big problem, as I see it, when these discussions arise, is that at least since the Gutenberg era, the pen has always been mightier than the sword. The pen guides the sword and directs the sword. And so what do you do about that? Again, freedom of the press is guaranteed to those who own one. Stick around. We'll be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's broadcast, and a subject that we will undoubtedly probably spend most of the week unpacking. We could certainly spend a lot longer. Andy's comments, I think, are a provocative hint back to the question, if you were being led astray, how would you know? So, fact is, the Constitution gives Congress the authority to declare war. The fact is, the last time Congress declared war was December 8, 1941. The fact is, we're now engaged and embroiled in more conflicts around the world than ever before. Afghanistan, really ever since the moment after 9/11, 2001, The fact is, Afghanistan really had nothing directly to do with those events. The fact is, it's been disclosed many times that what's happening there has to do entirely with special interests, nothing to do with you or I. And the fact is, recruiters are still recruiting people to sign up for the military. People are still enlisting. In spite of all those facts and many more. Fact is, Patrick Claussen has intimated in very specific detail the traditional way America gets to war. That was back in 2012. Through false flag strategy of tension incidents to galvanize support. The fact is, James Perloff has also detailed that in several installments and others. Those are some of the facts. And yet, in spite of those facts, so the question persists, if you were being led astray, how would you know? Because an influence and persuasion, which becomes at some point tantamount to control, an influence and persuasion mechanism that can do all of that in plain sight, in spite of the facts, if that's not evidence of the big lie, I don't know what is. A mechanism that can accomplish that, an invisible government, if you will, if we're going to use Edward Bernays' words, who is in a good position of knowledge, then who is to say that other nefarious efforts cannot be accomplished behind the scenes? What is Operation Earnest Voice? What is it really intended to accomplish? The final moments, let's go back to the phones. Paul in New Jersey, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris.
Paul?
Hey, Chris, when you're talking about people trying to mislead other people, we have to remember most of the people who are going to, if not all really, who are going to mislead you are people who are in the out-group. Okay, even the story you told about the pig farmer or the pigs and the Okefenokee swamp. And we have to remember that the fella who fenced in those pigs is not a pig. So it serves his interest to fence in the pigs.
Right.
And so when we talk about people who are trying to manipulate other people, a good way to look at it is what outgroup are they in? Now, in the case of Bertrand Russell, he seems like he's in the English aristocracy.
Mm-hmm.
And so he would want to manipulate the lower classes. And I don't think I have enough time to go into this with the sound of the music, so I'll hopefully call you tomorrow. Okay?
Okay, well, I look forward to it. And I would say one of the dangers is, I agree with what you're saying, Paul, and I would say one of the dangers many people fall into is conflating those groups, especially when you have the Marxist influence, which is usually designed, as Nesta Webster pointed out, I think very well, to infiltrate those groups and pit them against themselves and one another, and to create the illusion or the perception that it is the same group. So anyway,
we'll discuss
look forward to it.
Okay.
Thanks, Paul. Rhonda, sorry we missed you, folks. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.